Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci Fi stand up.
Hey. Welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Joint Jam Session. And, you know, we got to do this before we even get started because I want to be on the air, continue to be on the air. So hold on one second.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Hey, hold on one second.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Live Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And as all my guests are just now, you know, getting in, you know how we are on time. But this one young lady who's on time, that's in the building, and I show her the utmost respect. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my dear soul sister. She is definitely in the building on the West Coast. She will get you in shape. She will make you sure that you're all the way, you know, dressed right, dressed. I mean, she's known as the fitness queen. She's worked with several celebrities. I'm going to let her have her tell her own story. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for the fitness king. Queen, Miss Donnie Don Schroeder is in the building. Welcome to the show, Don.
Hey, Sean Ross. How are you, my friend?
I am doing fine. I can hear you quite fine. So tell me, how's your day going? How's the weather in Los Angeles right now?
The weather in Los Angeles is really, actually, it's a little cold, believe it or not. It's been cold the past few days, a little windy, but it doesn't stop anything from happening. You know, we're in California. We dress like it's summertime all year round. So it's still
exciting to be here. Wow! How does it feel that you know, to not have actually four seasons, and it's like it's just one season all year long?
Well, listen, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, initially, and I actually left Cleveland for this dream right here, and it's exciting because of what I do. You know, California is the fitness capital of the world, and we really, even though there's not four seasons, I still, because of my Cleveland roots, I still kind of roll with that. You know, I'm not wearing the shorts in the summertime, the flip-flops, in the wintertime, the flip-flops. I'm still, you know, back east is real fashionable, so I try to stay in line with that still.
Wow, I love it. So tell America, you know, what does the fitness queen do? I just want them just to give a brief tutorial about everything that Don Schroeder does in the fitness world and everything that is compiled within it.
Okay, so that was my former name. My former marketing name used to be the fitness queen. And after I started working in the fashion that I do, I knew how important it was to brand my name as Don Schroeder. So you can find me on all social media as Dawn, D-A-W-N, Strozier, S-T-R-O-Z-I-E-R. It's important to brand my name. I absolutely love what I do. I have the opportunity to help people actually just become overall better, to become a better version of themselves. With fitness, being a trainer, motivating people to get in shape, which is one of the hardest things to do. You have to work on every aspect of who you are, because being fit means simply forever in training. And it's not just about physically looking good, but it's about being emotionally secure, mentally stable, and physically fit. When all those things line up, then you have an overall healthy person. And that's what it's about for me. It's about training the mind. It's about training your emotions, helping you to become strong and not emotionally driven. And it's about training your body to be the absolute best. So I'm training you to be your best for life. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. So what are the challenges in doing what you do that you feel?
As a trainer, my hardest challenge is getting people to believe in themselves enough to finish the work you start. Most people don't finish what they start because they don't have the belief in themselves. Getting in shape is something that's really hard because it takes mental toughness to do it. And because as women, we're so emotionally driven, as women, you know, our emotions lead us straight to the refrigerator. So it becomes a challenge getting people to believe they can do it when they've let themselves down over and over and over again as it relates to weight loss. So as a trainer, my job is to help you to get to that win immediately.
Okay, Don, hold on 1 second. I have our other guest that is just got jumped on the line. He doesn't know his line is hot. Big U.
What up, bro?
Hey, how you feel? Let you know that your phone is hot and we can hear everything in the background. We're live. We're live, baby. We're live, live and direct. I have the Fitness King. She's still going to always be the Fitness Queen. Donna Stroger in the building on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show with my big homie, Big U in the building. Yeah, the Rolling 60 and Unique Music Extraordinaire. I mean, he's phenomenal. So, hey, but it's a pleasure to have you in the building with the Fitness Queen. And she was going to let you bring you up to speed. She was giving us the intake about, you know, being in physical shape and some of the challenges. And I know you come, you know, you keep, what do you do to keep in shape, Big U? Did I lose him? Big U, your phone is on mute.
I'm trying to turn my phone off mute. You see, you can hear everything that's in the background. No, I work out on a regular basis. I work out 5 days a week. I still do martial arts. I weight lift. I get my cardio in on a regular basis. And my problem, like the sister said, is really just stress eating, even late at night. I don't think it's just women. It's all of us. And then, I mean, we're forced to consume now is just not fit for human consumption. So it shows in our waistline.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's true. So Don, for somebody like Big U who works out every day, pretty much, what advice would you give him?
Well, he's already got he already has the habit of exercising, which is the most important thing. As you get older, we need to be breaking a sweat every single day. So if he simply ties in his diet, so one of the things I do in terms of helping people to stop stress eating is, we have to first identify what is, you got to know when you're becoming stressed. And instead of going to fast food or unhealthy food, you need to go to something else. So, give an example. As a young woman, relationships stress you out sometimes. Instead of me going to food, I go straight to the gym. Seriously. When I get frustrated, I'm looking for a gym to go to. So I have replaced my desire for food. I replaced it with the gym. And you can do it. All you got to do is get up and go. At the gym, it allows me to think. I think through a lot of stuff at the gym. So it's therapeutic for me. Like, clean is therapeutic. So we just need to we need to replace whatever that food gives you with the gym. Food makes you happy. Going to the gym is your first 20 minutes in there, if you know what to do, you're going to tap into that dopamine, that happy drug. It's going to kick in. You're going to love the way you're feeling. You're going to feel empowered. And then that's what you're going to go after whenever you get frustrated. All you have to do is replace. It's called habit-based coaching. Habit-based coaching. Replace that food with something that gives you the same feeling. You're looking for something that's going to make you feel good. Hit the gym. It works. Whenever I am stressed, I stop. I go to the gym. I take a break. And it works for me.
Okay.
It might seem hard,
okay,
but it's a habit that you have to create.
Right. Okay, okay.
Find some healthier food.
And me being president of the Fat Boy Association, I need to find some better foods. Now, this question is for Big U. Can you hear me, Big U?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yes. So in terms of like working out, how would you say music and working out go hand in hand, or do they?
Absolutely.
No, not for me, really. I work out. I zone out. I don't like working out with people that talk, so I don't like hearing nothing. Because if you're talking, you ain't working. So I do high-intensity workouts. I don't tell stories. I don't revisit the hood glory. None of that. I get it, You know what I mean?
Well, Big Hugh, can I ask you a question? You've been doing martial arts for how long?
Since I was about 7, 8, something like that.
Okay, so you have a trained discipline there. So that's good.
Yep.
The average person needs to look at something or listen to something to get caught up and take the focus off of what they're doing. So you got you're a different beast because of your trained. Now, I took martial arts growing up. I took Taekwondo. You know, everybody does that. But so it's a trained discipline there.
Yep.
That you trained your mind. You're a different person. So all we got to do is get you to associate some different foods with your frustration, and then you're well on your way. But the average person, music is a really big thing. Music helps create excitement. Music gets your mind off of what you're doing. Yeah.
Okay. And I want to also just add this other brother who just jumped in on the line. I got him for a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Let's give it up for this comedian, Red Grant, is in the building. Welcome to the show, Red
John,
Grant. How you feel, sir?
What's the deal, John?
What's
going on with it, brother?
Hey, you got it. We trying to put all this together when it comes to you know, health, music, and comedy. And you know, and Dawn the Fitness Queen, she's, you know, Dawn Strozier, that is, Dawn Strozier, you know, she works out everybody hard in L.A., and Big U, you know who Big U is, you know, I'll call him, he is one of the representatives of the West Coast, and then, you know, comedian-wise, so Big Red, tell America, how do you work out, what's your workout regimen?
Well, first of all, I want to say what's up to everybody on the line, respect to everybody on the line. You know, I respect everybody in this chat right here. But myself, you know, I started swimming like about 2 years ago. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but I was like 260 pounds. And just to take my body down to like 210 to 205 pounds, it was all because of swimming, you know. So I tell people it's low impact, but yet it's high impact. And it also, you know, gets your metabolism up to a level that, you know, you really needed to be. So, you know, eating right, I became plant-based a few months ago and just, like, trying to stay healthy and watch what I intake into my body.
Okay. So, being plant-based. Congratulations.
Yeah,
so, you definitely, at the Impossible Burgers is your new friend?
I've eaten a few of them also. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I try to, you know, I just try to just eat as healthy as possible.
Okay, I can dig it. Before I go any further, it's a song that I have to play every show we play it, and to get your impact. And then we want each one of y'all to give your impact from where you are from this song to where you see yourself today and moving forward. So, ladies and gentlemen, I do have Big U in the building of Unique Music, and you already know about the Rolling 60s. That's my bro. And, you know, I have my man, Comedian Red Grant of Kappa Alpha Psi in the building, and I have the queen herself, Miss Dawn Strowger, in the building. So y'all sit back, take a listen to this, and then we're going to come back and get their opinion, and we're going to keep building. And then we're going to talk about the state of Black America in your community. Hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Photograph.
It kind of made me laugh.
It took me way back.
Back down memory lane. I see the happiness. I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there.
Listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, where my guests are Dawn Strowger, a.k.a. a business queen in the building, Big U's in the building, Red Grant's in the building, my other co-host Lisa Storti is just dived in, and we're ready to get this show all the way cracking. So when you hear this song... When you hear this song, just remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you have something in the background, y'all having a party somewhere. Big U is having a party somewhere. The station manager called me, hey, Big U's having a party in the background. I said, that's my big bro. He can do what he do. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, can you tell me, starting with you, Dawn Strowger, can you tell me when you look at that song, let's tell America what's a little something about you and what that song means to you, where you've been and now where you at right now.
Back down memory lane. the happiness and the pain. Okay, so.
That part.
I am from Cleveland, Ohio. Moved to Los Angeles with a dream. And came out here. Ended up homeless the first two. Came out here at 18 or 20, 20. Ended up homeless for a moment. Got myself in my own place. And God just did the rest. I've had the opportunity to train some amazing people, some A-list actors. I've had a chance to live with my clients in different cities and travel. It's been awesome. He has been just incredibly great in my life, and I'm super excited, looking forward to what's next.
All right, sound like a plan. Big U, you in the hot seat, Big U, talk to me. What does this song mean to you, sir?
It means that Sean Ross can stop referring to me as a Roller 60 and refer to me as a man who has an organization that has 25 employees, full-time employees, that a man that has a government contract, that a man that has over 1,000 kids in over 1,000 kids in college. I have over 8 young men who have played in the NFL. I have 3 that's still in the NFL. I have a program right now that services about 300 kids a year through my football and sports program. I'm on the verge of starting this month a 2-day-a-week mentoring program with an adoption program that's tied to having pro athletes that help to adopt a kid for a year.
Okay.
I've been instrumental in dropping the gang violence in L.A. now past 60% over the 15 years that I've been home and free, and that L.A., because of Big U, is the safest it's been in maybe 20-some years.
Praise God.
And then I miss you in
the blue and the color line. Oh, tell the truth and shame the devil, Big U. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So
Big
let's talk about your music.
Of unique music.
Okay. Okay, that part. and Big U, you left something out. Big U, you left something out. You left something out. About a big thing that's coming out, this docu-series that's about to come out. I mean, I was proud and able to be a part of it. And, I mean, when you want to tell America a little something about that?
Yeah, we got a documentary we're doing. It's called Hip Hop on Toes. It's basically documenting the people behind hip hop biggest artists from different coasts. So it's me representing the West Coast and what I've done in the West Coast. Prior to my incarceration, I was dealing with Laquan, Popular Q. We had a hit song at the time, the B-side. Then I got to Corrupt, and me and Lamar Bloomfield was pushing Corrupt before I left in 91. And shortly after I came home in 91, I came out with Nipsey Hussle and been doing movies. I managed Ving Rhames for a year. I did a couple of movies with Ving Rhames. I've written movies and co-wrote and produced several movies with yours truly, with Sean Ross.
Hey, that part. Okay.
So,
Lisa Short, I know you hear this, Lisa.
So,
come on.
So the documentary is going to be talking about me, Deb, Walker Flocka's mother, Bimmy from New York, Jason Jack, Trick Trick from Detroit, and a couple other people who have been injured. And we're talking about the rise of hip hop and the coalition of hip hop in the streets.
Okay, dig that. So when you listen to that song right down memory lane, does it take you back from where you started to where you're at right now?
Yeah, it made me think about my mother, man. And really made me think about my mother. It's actually the song, Back Down Memory Lane. Good time. You know, listen to mom, listen to that song, cleaning up the house. that was either Saturday morning or Sunday after church.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear everybody. You're going to hear all the oldies. You're going to hear the windows going to be open.
Okay.
Pine saw going to be flowing. Bleach going to be pushing. And you're going to be cleaning up.
That part. Mm-hmm. The same way. Mr. Red Grant, tell America what that song means to you and where you've been with it and where you at right now from the time you understood who you were and now today?
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of what Big U said, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom used to listen to that whole Minnie Riperton album. Like, that's when it wasn't even an album. It was, like, on, you know, 8-track tape, you know? And she used to play it over and over and over and over. And I used to try to hit the high notes with it. You know?
We heard you.
If you sign him up.
Hell yeah, you know what I mean? I used to try to hit the high notes, you know, practice and shit. But, no, it means a lot. You know, me, you know, a lot of people don't know I'm running for mayor of Washington, D.C. right now in 2022.
Congratulations.
So, you know, just thanks so much. So, you know, just a lot of the, you know, the kids that I'm helping now in these streets in D.C., it takes me back to when I was them, you know, and to see their faces right now, just like, it just means a lot, man. Just going back memory lane, it's like, how have you changed, like, from the time that you were young to the time that you are now, you know, and to get, you know, people to understand that change is inevitable. You know, it's what you do with your change, you know. So that song just take you, like, where you, not only back down memory lane, but just where you're going, like, in the future, you know, in your whole process of change. You see, people don't think people can change in life and teach, you know, but the lessons that you learn in the past, you know, you're able to use them in the future. So that's basically what that song means to me.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is where Lisa Storrs put each and one of y'all in the hot seat. And the hot seat, I'm going to give the statement, and then she's going to come back and ask a question or two in reference to each one of you. And we'll do this in reverse, starting with Greg Grant, then Big U, and then Don Strozier. And the topic is the current state of Black America in your community. Now, Red Grant, Lisa, you can follow right behind me. First question for you, Mr. Red Grant. All three are on the hot seat. Okay, one, will you continue to do comedy in the process of while you're running for mayor for Washington, D.C.? And then what is your policy in reference to the statement of the Black community in your community?
Well, you know, I mean, I've made my announcement that I'm retiring for comedy in December of this year. This will be my last year telling jokes. So, you know, no, to answer your question, no, I will not be doing comedy anymore. But shoot, I got a 30-year career from the time I was 19 years old to the time I am right now. And, you know, basically, you know, I came home to help the youth and the elderly. You know, I don't know if you know a brother named Marion Barry, but when he was mayor of Washington, D.C., that was all his policies to help the youth and the elderly. And, you know, the current state of our youth right now in my city is, you know, definitely need help. The murder rate is up more than it's ever been. And, you know, I'm trying to give them programs that will help them see a different way of life. And, you know, the elderly has been forgotten about this period. You know, the affordable living, they can't afford to live in the places that they own, and their houses are getting taken from them. So, you know, my plan is to focus first on that and then deal with more policies that normal government would deal with. But I'm a humanitarian. I'm not really a politician. So, you know,
okay.
You know, I'm more of a individual who care about humans than the politics.
All right.
So,
okay, sound like a
know.
Plan. Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa.
First of all, I definitely like to commend you, Red Grant. Last time I saw you, I see you went through a full change. You got the body right. You got the mind going right. You're on that path. I can tell you're determined on that path. Because trust me, I've been trying to work on my stomach. That's what memory lane brings back to me, is when my stomach was flat. So I'm trying to get back to that. but I definitely commend you on running for mayor in D.C. One of the things you mentioned was youth. And I know, like, here in L.A., I'm in L.A., we help
Mayor Garcetti with his campaign and, you know, bringing that first-time voter when he got into office. So that's an important thing. So I always tell politicians, don't forget that 18 and over first-time voter. Because they out there. You just got to reach out.
Oh, definitely. Them. Definitely.
So I just want to make sure, you know, keep that plan.
All right. Big U, the question to you. The state of Black America in your community, what do you think it is, and how can we make it better?
I think we're moving forward, but, I mean, our community ain't all so black like it used to be. But
it's kind of changing and diversifying in a
real fast way. I live in the Crenshaw District, you know, and it got a lot in we done got a lot of bleach in lately, and it's still coming. So that's the scary part because we don't have black men and women buying houses no more because most of them are downtown, dependent on drugs or having problems with mental illness. So the gang violence is down, but the mental illness is at an all-time high in our community, and enough people are not recognizing that. So I'm in a state now where I'm not dealing with as many gang issues as far as traditional gang issues, more than I'm dealing with drug issues that later turn into gang issues. And then now with the growth of mental illness and psychosis in our neighborhood is adding to what they call the homelessness, but they're not addressing the issue for what it is, because they tend to want to blame it and say that people are homeless because they have drug dependencies or they're drug addicts or they don't want to work, but they really it's really mental illness. And I just want to say this: I took a cat downtown who was visiting from LA, and I showed him that if you drive downtown LA, you'll see all of the people who are at the age they should be owning and buying houses in our community. But they have some kind of issues if it's not being able to financially buy the houses, afford the houses, can't get it, or for whatever reason. But they're all downtown. So you have a whole community downtown who is supposed to be buying houses in our neighborhood. So that's a major issue with me. As far as the youth,
right.
If we can get the parents right, we can definitely address the youth. If we can keep the father in the house, we can address the youth. If we can help... We have the picture of a family be that, we can address to you. We never had that on the whole. So that's my mission, man.
Okay. And Richard, Mr. Red Grant said he's dealing with issues in D.C. And I'm thinking, well, maybe some of the ways that you was able to motivate those in the Los Angeles area, maybe be some type of synergy that we can create where you can, you know, work with that brother so he can, you know, do what he's trying to do with his mission in D.C., in the D.C. area.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, it's Rich, go ahead.
No, man, I've been having, you know, Big, you know my respect for him. That's no question, you know what I mean? I've seen that brother do a lot for his community. And it's the same in all these communities, you know. It's like, you know, it's the same wheel on the same wagon, you know, but they just in different communities. You know, we all dealing with the same issues, homelessness, mental illness, lack of jobs, no affordable housing, you know. And, you know, they blame it on other issues, but for real, the issue is, you know, how can we treat some of these issues instead of, like, looking at these individuals as people that are sick or, you know, that don't have, you know, that are the problems. The problem is nobody is helping nobody. They just want these individuals to be out in the street, but they want to complain about them being in the street. So it's like you got to help. Somebody got to come and be a voice for the voiceless.
That's true.
You know, anything he need, he can always call me, and I feel like I can call him on anything I need, you know. And that's real.
You know, let me say this to you. if you look at the problem right now, what we was able to do is by us having the marriage program out here to do the gang intervention. So what happened was, with me, it wasn't much that I splashed the magic wand. It was a trust factor. Most of the G's in the streets looked at me and said, if Big U was going to be a part of the gang intervention, they started looking at it like, okay, it's something that we can do. Because they just trusted my voice. Yeah. So that was really like one of the first two to start helping to stem the violence of gangs. And I know it can work in other areas, like in D.C. and all that, because somebody had an idea, and I want to say it was Dianne Feinstein,
almost 20-something years ago, to create this program and give people who were so-called shot callers in these different neighborhoods and employ them to go out and speak to the people in the neighborhood and help keep the neighborhood in order. And whoever took a chance on creating that program, they needed a voice like mine to say, yeah, we're going to do it. So that was the tool. And then I had already been in school studying it. So when I came home, I just poured my energy into that. And that solidified it to a lot of other soldiers who came on board. And then I took what money that was being given to us and did the right thing with it, which was very hard. And I tell people all the time, the problem with doing something right is when they give you that bag and you got bills and you ain't doing well, it's hard for you to do the right thing. And that's what a lot of brothers is falling at the wayside right now. Because it just ain't no funds in there. Right. Then when they finally get some money, they got to balance paying a house note, paying a car note, paying this and then doing the right thing. I just so happened to was strong and had outside businesses that gave me the success to move forward and be able to, you know what I mean?
Yep. Right. Okay, John Stroger, what's going on in your,
yes,
what is the, your aspect of news of the state of the black community in your area? And I believe you and Big U are in the same area with your program.
Yes, and I look forward to meeting him. He's doing a lot of incredible things. Well, I do think that our community is getting better, like the young man said. We're not as, I don't think the gang violence and those things are as bad as it used to be. So I do see things changing. But what I want to say is, as long as we continue to be positive role models for our youth to see, I think they'll be well on their way to success, especially what these two young men are doing. I'm in a position now where I'm teaching a program called the Greatness Academy in the Compton School District on Fridays. We're currently in one school, but we just got offered to go into about five or six other schools in that district, and we're sharing with young kids, seventh and eighth graders, entrepreneurship, teaching them how to dream, teaching them how to think out of the box. That we're definitely pushing education in college, but we're also sharing with them how social media is allowing them, in some cases it's bad, in some cases it's good. This generation is really, really smart. Social media is allowing kids to make some money at a very young age. I've had the pleasure of working with a young lady named Crystal Mitchell. She has an organization called Biz Camp, where she does a 12-week program in the summer with the kids, teaching them how to create. Through the 12-week program, they come out with a business plan, and at the end of the business plan, they have a business plan, a marketing plan, and there was a 12 years old. This young lady just got her nail polish, organic nail polish, in seven Target locations from this program. And from this program,
wow,
there are like five or six other young kids that have gone off to create part-time jobs, summer jobs from the sales. My church is in a position where we did something for the past 5 years called a big campaign, where the parishioners were pouring in $150,000 into a pool where we sent our young kids, we sent them to work for Fortune 500 companies over the summer. Our 11th and 12th graders, we sent them to work with Fortune 500 companies over the summer, and we paid for them to be there. So now we have a list of companies that are coming to our church looking for our kids because we're paying for them to be there. We're trying to keep them in positive situations so that they can see that they can be great, that they are avenues for them to win, and that there are people that care about them. So I think just, you know, we have the we can continue to do things to change our community's outlook You know, one person at a time. We can't do it all, but we can definitely make a dent in what's going on. And I think these guys are doing some amazing things. Some amazing things.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And sometimes the hardest thing is people not knowing what the next person is doing. And I'm glad I have the platform to try to bring like minds together so that we can use our synergy to make a powerful impact across the country to touch one, teach one, you know, and not let, you know, don't leave the next man behind. Maybe cliche, don't let the next, no. If you give a man a fish, he can eat for a day. You show a man how to fish, he can feed a nation. So, you know, this is a golden remote of this show, not just to show the real Sean Ross, but basically to share our synergy, and let's continue to be workers of workers, you know, workers for the movement, especially for us. You know, like they say, FUBU created for us, by us. No, if we give up on each other, we have given up on ourselves, that part. Lisa Stewart, go ahead, Lisa. Who you want to ask a question in the hot seat, Lisa?
Well, you know, my main movement is always going to be the youth, because I know that's the future. And the youth will also motivate the older people to do better. Trust me, because my son comes to me every day, and you know, I'm like, okay, I got to step my game up. My son is on this level. I got to step my game up so I can stay one step ahead. If you motivate the youth, that's my thing, you know. And Don, I don't know if we met a long time ago, but, you know, I started with the celebrity teen scene and here in L.A., and, you know, we've got great success stories, and these kids always come back. They call me all the time. What can I do? How can I help? They're spread out nationwide now. They've all moved. Some moved out of L.A., some still in L.A. But, Red Grant, I got quite a few in D.C. right now, some young politicians coming up. So I would definitely like to link them with you, because they have some great stories. One of my kids that's in D.C., this boy was not going to graduate. He was missing like 45 units in his senior year. But he got motivated because, you know, he wanted to do entertainment. So here's your deal.
Right.
You come to me straight up. You bring that grade up. As you bring it up, I don't care what celebrity you want, I'll get you to him. So now he's decided he wants to be a politician. So he's out there in D.C. doing his thing. Ended up graduating. Not only graduating, he actually got to say a speech at graduation. Did a flip all the way across state. So now, you know, he just finished college, and he's out in D.C., getting ready to take on this political world.
But, you know, the craziest thing is I started a summer youth program called Don't Shoot Guns, Shoot Cameras in D.C. This will be my first summer doing it. And, you know, we're looking for kids, like, you know, to come and help, because it's from the ages of 12 to 17. And, of course, you know, 18 to 24 is definite age that, you know, we want to have, like, the other program, you know. But right now it's employed into the high school. So, you know, I'm looking for more kids to come and be kids that come out of the program to be success stories and to help other young kids see a difference in life, you know. So we definitely got to connect on that situation.
Definitely. And just so you know, State Farm's are giving a lot of money for that. They have a whole program at State Farm.
And I'll be interested in those sponsors that work with Don Stroger. It might be beneficial to help each one of the gentlemen that with their programs as well. So we want to create them synergies. Hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. We have to pay the bills, or else we won't be on the air. And then I'll have a station manager calling me in 5 seconds. So with no further ado, hold tight. You're tuned to the real Sean Ross Live Radio and Talk Show and Jam Session. And we'll be right back, folks. Hey!
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas.
Joyful Expressions.
Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
I'll beat you all, yeah. Cheers, cheers, come back.
Miss Tammy's, TKO,
Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content, such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyles, and wellness and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info MystiqueEntertainment@gmail.com.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Sessions, and where I have the most extreme honor to have the most powerful panel I've had on in a while. You know, Big U is in the building, Red Grant is in the building, Don Soldier is in the building, Lisa Sturt's in the building, and yours truly. Let's go to Fat Bono, eat milk and cookies. Hey, I want to first off, because I got a special tribute, thanks to Big U, you know, I just marvel at all your accolades and what you stand for. Both of you gentlemen stand for as a brother and a friend, an ambassador, a father, a brother, and what y'all both do in the community, as well as you, Don, being the fitness queen. Now, I want to ask each one of you to, if we have about a minute or two, basically to say, what would you like to see in the future moving forward in your community? Starting with you, Don.
Right now we're going through a state of gentrification over here in the Inglewood area. That's one of the areas that I work in. I work in the Inglewood area a lot. I also work in the Beverly Hills area. But my new boot camp, Fit to Win boot camp, just opened up on La Brea and Florence. That's fittowin.com if you want a free class, sign up. But what I'd like to see is Black entrepreneurs hold on to their places. My girlfriend
that
just
part,
got off
yeah.
a whole lot of money to give up her restaurant, and I would like us to hold on to our stuff, hold tight, trust in what you got, and just fight for our place. I don't want us to lose our place in this area with what's taking place. It has some good and some bad. The property value is going to go up, and at the same time, we're going to kind of lose our stance over here, but I'd like to see us get more support as minorities in the community. That's what's important to me right now.
Okay. All right. Big U.
Oh, pretty much the same thing that the sister just said. I would really just be kind of rolling over what she said, but mine is more educational based from the leaders in our community. Taking more of our men who have voices get the support from our politicians that they need to be able to be leaders in their community. And I say that to say that what I did is not remarkable, and what I'm doing in our community and raising the Crenshaw community, and it can be done. And a lot of brothers throughout our communities in Washington, D.C., New York, and all over just need to be given a chance to be leaders. And I know that my voice is able to reach more kids because they know the backstory. So when kids know the backstory, mm-hmm. you know, you can't really lie to them or cheat them. And it gives them something to reach for that I can, no matter where I am, I can get there. And if I haven't messed up, I really can get there. So they can look at the story of Big U and say that, you know, I got something to look forward to. You ain't always got to be no entertainer, but you can be entertainment business. You know, you don't got to be the one with the mic. You can be the one building and writing the story. So and then I just did a thing on my post on Instagram talking about how I manage government funds right now to the tune of almost $1 million a year. But I don't make that much money in music.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I think that's the point. I would like to see that change. And definitely what the sister said about the recidivism rate and about housing and us losing our businesses and our housing and our community. So definitely like to see that change.
All right, all right, all right. Mr. Ray Grant.
I mean, you know, to piggyback off of both sister and the brother, like, you know, I just think that we as African Americans need to start to look at each other in a way and respect each other a little more. You know, I just think that we all bring something to the table. And without us coming together, we will never have a real community that is viable in the society that we live in. I think that we are the kings and queens of the world. I think that we need to claim our kingdoms and our, you know, and bring them back. And people like us need to educate individuals on how powerful we are as kings and queens. And until we do that, you know, we're still going to be in a situation where we're not going to be able to come to the table with the same viability that we can. You know, we are incredibly strong as African Americans, and we need to get our strength back and start respecting each other and just love one another again, speaking to one another again, and just loving one another again. And I know, you know, we've been trained through the Willie Lynch doctrine to hate sometime and to bring on a lot of a viable hate. But, you know, once we start loving again, I think we're going to see a society that's meant for us to win.
Okay. All right. Sound like a plan. I agree. And to piggyback on that, I say that if we knew better, we would do more than just do better. We would embrace better, and we would love better. That part.
Right.
Lisa Stewart.
Well, you know, I'm going to always go back to real estate. I've been in real estate 30 years. My family was built on real estate. My grandmother passed away with 20 properties that left us in a great situation. And I always want to pass that message on, because she was a single mom, but when she passed away, she had 20 properties, not just here in L.A., but nationwide, that kept us going, that paid for college, that paid for me to start a business, that paid for, you know, my kids to start a business. So real estate is always going to be the key to life. And I think that's one thing we really got to start teaching. You got to own.
Okay.
To have some faith.
All right, church. So this is what I want to do right now. I would like for everybody, first off, on behalf of the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Station and our beloved staff, that, you know, we want to commend everybody for being a part of this segment, this show. It'll be live going on Apple, Roku, and Android tomorrow morning. It'll be up and live. And it's live now, but they can hear this episode, and I'll share each one of y'all the link. But also, I just want to see if you want to give your tag. How can somebody get in contact with you? And then from that, we're going to do this special, special, special tribute for Big U and everybody around the country. Don, what's your tag?
Well,
how can somebody get in contact with you?
You can reach me on
Big
our social media. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's fine. Go ahead, Don. Don, go ahead.
You can reach me on your social media.
You
can reach me at Don, D-A-W-N, Strozier, S-T-R-O-Z-I-E-R. Across the board, also fittowinbootcamp.com. You can register for a free class with me. I'd love to have you. Fit to Win Bootcamp. There you go.
All right. Big
you.
You
can reach me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Red. Go ahead.
No, you can reach me at redgrant.com. Redgrant on all social medias. REDGRANT on all social media. And definitely, you know, you can connect with me on Twitter at Red Grant Laughs.
All right, Miss Lisa Stewart. Lisa, I'm like somebody dropped.
Instagram.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Team Scene or Lisa Stewart 239.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a proud, proud, proud Wednesday. I am so elated. I think I love you all. And like I promised y'all on the way out the door, we're going to do this for remembrance of Nipsey Hussle. And I want to give a shout out for the city of Los Angeles. Stay strong. We're going to stay prayed up. I'm praying for Kobe's family, Vanessa and the kids, and all the victims that were on that plane. That'd be, you know, that suffered from that tragedy. And we want to lift you up in prayer. You know that Sean Ross, we love you. For God, for such, for stay, all the marauders that are listening. Hey, let's have a good time. And I look forward to having y'all back on the show. We're going, and we're doing what we're going to do. And Red, if you need us in D.C., black men will vote. We're coming to help you in 2022, bro. You got it. Just call us. We're going to put the engine that you worked so hard, diligently for, let you know that you got some brothers that care and sisters.
Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all enjoy this Nipsey Hussle tribute coming to you live, and we'll see you next Wednesday on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Here we go.
Non-stop boogie. The real Sean Ross Talk Show.
Smut on my rap last time that I checked. I was selling in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked. I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self made progress. Last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the come next. Last time that I checked. I've been self made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Playing no games with you. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you. I laid down the game for you. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you. Own the whole thing for you. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you. Gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Just for the pieces I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth, you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a f- Body trippin', handle business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to
black, all black Benz, without no tint, so you can see the gold glow when the sun shine in. What Pirelli's on stock, I want no real. Want a big stash spot to put this 4-5 in. I want all my ballin' in the fast lane. 100-something thick when we pull up to the valet. What? Park and hop out with the mad face, cause thanks you. Turn down since the cash came. Yeah. Bad hard shots, then we bust back. Blind. Bulletproof everything, you can trust that. You done it like we done it, I suggest that. Why? Cause would you rather be the victim or the suspect? No, I can't too far. Change my ways, no, I change my bra. Change my chains, never change my swap. And stack till I can change my car. Cause I wanna be.
Non-stop boogie.
Look, I'm coming straight off the slump. A crazy motherfucker named Nipsey. I'm turned up cause I grew up in the city. It's caution to you rappers trying to diss me. I go on, that's why your bitch wanna flip me. Bitch, turn rivals into rosaries, extended clips. I give a f- who you supposed to be. Straight off the block, I sold to buy groceries. Now it's rap money, no advances, all royalty. You broke, you can follow me. It's f- get money, keep some hollow heads logically. And I'm aware how my side boosts the economy. Pay taxes to these corners and putting it work as a policy. It's white chalk on the corners. It's yellow tape on the gate.
choppers up a bud. That's cuz some tiny lokes run the streets where I'm from.
This is a small introduction to this Missy Hustle music. 120, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. We come through daytime with the lights on.
I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gon' go get it, no kidding. Breaking down a switch in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was a cold chillin'. You gotta keep the devil in his hole. But you know how it goes. I'm front line every time it's on. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond.